Welcome to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. It's the classic Jesus music radio show. It's a look back at where it all began. This is Full Circle, looking back at the beginnings of today's contemporary Christian music. Now, here's your host, Jerry Bryant.
Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Bryant, and welcome to Full Circle, the classic Jesus music radio show. I'm taking you back to where it all began. Starting now, a classic from over the pond from Malcolm and Alwyn.
See a seed of corn must be buried in the ground before it grows. Then the blade appears, and after a while you see the ear begins to show. Life's begun, the work has been done. Eternal life has come, life goes on. Sitting at his feet, eternal rapture, oh so sweet, eternal sun. Life's begun, the work has been done. To the promised land, both you and I. Life's begun, the work has been done. Now. Life's begun, the work has been done.
Malcolm and Alwyn, Seed of Corn on Full Circle. You know, Jesus introduced his disciples to this parable, Matthew 13, about a seed and its unlimited power. And I'll be also referring to another powerful concept in John 12:24. Unless a seed falls to the ground and dies, well, that's a metaphor from the Bible, specifically 12:24, illustrating that new life and greater fruitfulness, like Jesus' sacrifice leading to salvation, required a death or letting go of the former self. Now, this passage explains that if a single seed does not fall into the ground and die, it remains a solitary seed. But if it dies, it produces a plentiful harvest. And this principle applies to followers of Christ. For dying to self and prioritizing God leads to eternal life and spiritual multiplication. So, the death of the seed symbolizes a spiritual transformation or self-sacrifice. Not necessarily a literal end, but the letting go of the old form. to allow a new, more fruitful one to emerge. Now, not everyone wants to consider the cost of surrender or death to God's order. As with the seed in the natural, it takes light to germinate a seed so that it becomes a fruitful plant. Here's David and the giant with encouragement to show them the light.
Show them the light, and they'll find their own way. You've got the power to turn the night into day. You just show them the light. Love is a light, and when it shines all around, it gives a bright ray of hope to show where peace can be.
Looking back to 1988, on Giant Records, David and the Giants from the project Strangers to the Night. Produced, arranged, and backing vocals, Tommy Sims. This is Jerry Bryant, and I've been talking about the necessity for a seed to germinate and grow. So I'll be playing songs around that theme on this episode of Full Circle. Now, I'm sure that all of you know a scorched seed will not produce. It gets crusty and dry without water. But oh, what happens when it's bathed in water, the living water.
Have you heard about the living water from the fountain of the Lord?
Looking back to 1974, on the Good News label written by Jay Truax and Chuck Gerrard. And Jay even played a little oboe on that track from the Final Touch project from Love Song. Even have a bit of Al Perkins on slide guitar on other songs on that album. Say, I have an idea. Let's track another song about light. Looking back to 1975, Maranatha Music, Mustard Seed Faith. More Than Sunlight with Odin Fong.
You're more than the sunlight to me. Everywhere I look, I see your face. And when I'm sad and lonely, I hear your voice and hear you say, I love dark times can't hold me. The pathway gets hard. Sometimes there's pain. But when I feel like falling, I hear your voice and hear you say, I love you, my child.
This song reminds us of a great illustration Jesus taught his disciples, the parable of the seed in Matthew 13. The parable unfolds that a farmer scatters seeds that land on four types of soil: path, rocky, thorny, and good. And the four types are seed on a pathway, which is snatched by the evil one, the birds of the air; seed on rocky ground, which withers due to a lack of root; seeds among thorns, choked by life's worries and deceitful riches; and seed on good soil, which produces a great harvest. Each soil represents a different human response to the Word of God. The seed on the path is stolen. The rocky soil is unfruitful due to lack of depth. The thorny soil is choked by life's worries. And the good soil produces a bountiful harvest. A bountiful harvest often requires more than a trickle of moisture. It requires, as I said, a shower, a good old soaking. Looking back to 1990, here's the late Mylon LeFevre from Crank It Up, an LP on Star Song. I hope you got a chance to see the video version on YouTube of a song called Shower the People.
You can play the game, you can act out the part, though you know it wasn't written for you. So tell me, how can you stand there with your broken heart and be ashamed of playing the fool? You know that one thing can lead to another. It doesn't take so much sacrifice.
Shower the people with love. Mylon LeFevre on Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. Produced and engineered by Joe Hardy. Shower the people. You know, I had a thought right now that might really fit in with what I'm trying to talk about here on the show. You know, have you ever thought that when you feel the very best, when you're really feeling you are 100%, you know, when you feel like the best version of yourself, notice who you're with. It might have something to do with how you feel. Notice who you're with when you feel like the best version of yourself. And don't be surprised if God has some way of demonstrating to you His great, great grace. It is a joy to have you part of my listening family. 319 hours of songs that, well, you may or may not remember, or maybe you don't know that they were highlighted as the beginning of contemporary Christian music. Back then we called it Jesus music. What a ride. And some of you have been along on that ride with your prayers and your financial giving for a long time. It's appreciated. And tax-exempt gifts are noted by going to the website at www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. Take time and explore the page. And on the right corner up the top, there's that donate button. And find us on Facebook. Let me know what you think of the show and like it. This is Jerry Bryant, and I've been focusing on the theme of a seed on this episode of Full Circle. So, how long does it take for a seed to grow into a tree? Factor in the sun and the rain, weather, blight, and so on. Stunted growth can be described as a plant failing to thrive. Hear that again. Might be spiritual. Failing to thrive. And this condition is a symptom of an underlying problem such as poor nutrition, disease, or unfavorable environmental conditions, and results in reduced growth, smaller leaves. Pretty clear to see. I think there's a spiritual principle there, don't you? As with this song from John Michael Talbot. From the early Mason Prophet Band, Terry and John Michael Talbot, John Michael evolved into worship from his own solo album from A Sparrow release in 1976.
Into a soul. Hi, this is Andre Crouch, and you're listening to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant.
The song I'm putting together says, you don't have to jump no pews, run down no aisles, no chills run down your spine, but you know that you've been born again. Don't you know my hands didn't shake? Earth didn't quake, no sparks fell from the sky, but I knew that I've been born again. I said, you don't have to jump no pews, run down no aisles, no chills run down your spine, but you'll know that you've been. It's not based on emotional feelings, but faith in God's word and receiving. Confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart God will raise him from the dead. And the Bible says you shall be born again. I never shall forget what happens in my life. I know that I've been born again. Everybody repeat after me and say right now. Oh, I know I've been born again. I know I've been born blood of the Lamb, I can stand and stand. I know that I've been born again.
You don't have to jump no pews. The late Andre Crouch. And what could I possibly have communicated through this song about seeds? You know, Andre wanted to communicate that the profound life-changing experience of being born again is a quiet internal act of faith, not necessarily an outward emotional display. But the song was a direct counterpoint to the more emotionally driven Pentecostal tradition in which Andre is raised. Now, there's a passage that says the fields will clap their hands. You can find it in Isaiah 55:12, which reads, "For you shall go out in joy and be led in peace. The mountains and the hills before you shall burst into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands." Now, quiet and adoring praise is okay too, but this praise comes out of a seed. I'm clever. Weave that song into my theme, right? Have you ever been given a packet of flower seeds? You planted them into a small container, place them on a windowsill with application of water and sunlight on that window. A simple process with amazing results. I discovered more than once a plant that shot up overnight unannounced. I didn't notice it at all, and all of a sudden, there it was. You see, growth takes time. Growth takes time. It doesn't always give a grand fanfare. Much of our spiritual growth in Jesus, you read, you pray, listen to the Holy Spirit, and don't even realize how much you're changing, how much you're growing. But others see. The Swedish band Jerusalem wrote a simple song in 1988 about the symbolism of a flower. Here's some of the lyrics. Do you want to have that flower of Jesus? It's blood red. Maybe some tears will fall from his eyes when he sees that you receive and say, I will.
I want to give you a flower as a present. I want to give you comfort for your wounds. I want to give you what it takes to make it pleasant. And I want to sing you the best kind of tunes. But if the music is the only thing that you want, and if the music is the only thing on earth, then the music would be as dead as your own heart. And the life that you live, what is it worth? Do you want to have that flower of Jesus? It is blood red, for it has grown by his cross. It may be some tears will fall from his eyes when he sees that you receive and say, I will. But if all that Jesus did has no purpose, and if life that he gave is meaningless, then these words would be as dead as your own feelings. And likewise life that you're living here on earth. Do you want to have that flower? Blood red, for it has grown by his cross.
maybe some tears will fall from his eyes when he sees that you receive and say, I will. And say, I will. When he sees that you receive, and say, I will. Oh, when he sees that you receive, and say, I will.
Looking back to 1988, from Volume 2, Jerusalem. Of Flower on Full Circle. Ulf Christensen was the lead singer of that early hard rock and heavy metal Christian band, formed in 1975 with an expressively evangelistic purpose, with lyrics describing the band's relationship to God in an ordinary yet radical way. This is Jerry Bryant, and I'm recalling an artist that attended the Vineyard Christian Fellowship in North Hollywood when I lived in Southern California with Keith Green. She was a new believer, and many of her songs came out of a new encounter with Jesus. She wrote some powerful lyrics that touched many of us during the days of the early Jesus music era.
I took my troubles to the tree, hoping I could find peace. I didn't know where my life would lead, so I took my troubles to the tree. I told my story to the breeze. No one seemed to listen to me, and like the breeze, I now am free, since I told my story to the breeze. Well, I lay
All I know, I was blind, now I see, since I took my troubles to the tree. It may seem like a lifetime, and often is, but the mystery is that one seed will emerge a tall and stately tree.
Last night I asked my heavenly Father about the way I should go. I said, Lord, I can see your path before me. All I can see is rocky road. So take me through. And he spoke to me these words of simple truth. And I will lead the blind by the way they do not know. And paths they do not know, I will guide them. I will make darkness into light before them, and rugged places into plains. These are the things I will do, I will do, I will do, and I will not leave them undone. These are the things I will do, I will do, I will do, and I will not leave them undone. Well, I'm only one of countless thousands who have walked upon Pilgrim's Way. And whenever I thirst, I'll seek my Lord first and listen to what he will say. Lord, let me hear you. And he spoke to me these words of simple truth. Behold, I will do something new. Now it will spring forth. And will you not be aware of it? These are the things I will do, I will do, I will do, and I will not leave them undone. These are the things I will do, I will do, I will do, and I will not leave them undone.
Things I Will Do, Phil Kagi, on Full Circle, written by him and Buck Herring from the second chapter of Acts. The song appeared on Love Broke Through, released on Myrrh in 1977. Produced by Buck Herring, Scott Ross, with Michael Omardian on keyboard, even the legendary Leland Sklar on bass, and of course, the second chapter of Acts on backgrounds. This is Jerry Bryan, and it's that time again where I have only one more song to play. And since you know how to reach me now, you can expect more episodes. Your prayers and financial gifts make this possible. Go to my website at www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. You can go back and check some of the past episodes, photos of some of the artists, as well as research some songs by name or artist. Full Circle, JesusMusic.com. Earlier, I referred to Matthew 13 that didn't give you the rest of the story in verse 23. The story of the seed is deeply spiritual when Jesus used seed as a metaphor for the kingdom of God. A small beginning can yield a harvest of 30, 60, even 100-fold. How many seeds will come from a seed? Well, it's unlimited. The seed is described as a mystery full of life and potential, capable of producing forests from a single grain. Ultimately, the seed is a powerful symbol of life and hope, the unseen potential that can transform the world. At times, I've struggled with small thinking instead of the magnitude of the possibilities from one seed. You know, I know I prayed many times over the years that I would live to see another Jesus movement. And it's here. This is that. Countless people coming to Jesus, wanting to read the Bible, going to church, feeling deeply drawn to the Lord. And the disciples didn't fully get this when Jesus said to them in Mark 4, verse 9, "Anyone who hears ought to hear, and that the same measure you use will be measured to you." That same measure, it's a responsibility, isn't it? What we do with the seed. We'll get back to some music, but I wanted you to hear the heart of what God is trying to say to us in this tape. There was a beautiful sister I met in the early days of the Last Days community in Woodland Hills, California, when I lived with the late Keith Green, who wrote this next song. Her album, Paga, has always been a bestseller, and that word, Paga, P-A-H-G-A-H, primarily means to meet, encounter, or reach. So from that core sense of contact and physical connection, it extends to meanings such as entreaty, intercession, prayer. I'm speaking of Kelly Willard, who recorded a number of classic Jesus music albums. I'm reflecting on Kelly Willard, who's recorded a number of classic Jesus music albums, and the life and ministry of Kelly in those beautiful songs that have come from the seeds that grew in her heart. Sometimes a seed must die for the next season to begin, and no doubt the loss of her first daughter was painful indeed. What a wonderful gift to have Haley singing the background with her mom on this last song, this episode about the seed. Here's Kelly Willard and Beautiful Jesus.
Beautiful Jesus, oh.
Thanks for listening. Until next time, keep your eyes on the sky and let your light shine. This is Jerry Bryant. Full Circle is recorded in the Jesus Solid Rock Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Full Circle is a JSR production.
This is Full Circle.